Hi, this is Alex, and I am a financial planner in Hong Kong. This is my podcast. If you want to have information about personal finance, financial planning, please listen to the podcast. And if you want to have more in-depth information about your specific situation, just send me a direct message on LinkedIn. The story of Lucy show us how personal finances and development of career run together. Basically, at every progression of our career, of our job, of our salary, we should make a correspondence in our personal finances. We should allocate part of our money in some financial instruments in order to reinforce and strengthen our financial foundations. So let's have a look at what Lucy did in her story. She graduated at 23, and this is the first step in her career, because with a degree she opened some doors to her new career. At the same time, as a recognition, her dad opens up a savings plan for her. So this is the first step in her career and the first step in her personal finances. Second step, because of the degree, she accessed to an entry-level job from which she can get a salary. With part of the salary, she can contribute to the savings plan, so she doesn't have to rely on her father's money in order to keep this savings plan alive. So again, we have a second step, both in the career, her first job, and in her personal finances. She can contribute to her savings plan. Then we have another step. She got enough experience from her previous job, so she decides to launch her own e-commerce startup. This is very important, both for the career and for the personal finances, because a few years later, her startup became quite successful, so she has new money available coming from her job, and she decides to invest this money in a second savings plan. So she's gonna furtherly reinforce her financial situation. So we can see how the career has progressed. From the degree to the job in the company, from her own company's establishment to the reach of a certain level of success. So this is how the career has progressed so far. While on personal finances, we see a first savings plan opened by dad, the fact that she can contribute to the savings plan with her own money, and finally the opening of a second savings plan that kind of reinforces her financial resources for the future. She's creating a lot of passive income, so she can have money coming from her return of investments and not only from her career's performance. But let's go on. At 33 years old, she got married, so this is an important milestone in her private life. In the couple, though, she is the breadwinner, so her salary must be protected, because in case of health crisis, her salary would be suspended and the balance of the family would be completely changed. So in order to avoid a hasty reorganization for the family, she decides to apply for life insurance. So she's going to cover herself with the life insurance in order to protect the salary and the status of the family. Again, at 36, we have another important milestone in her private life, because her son, Freddie, is born. So she decides to do something similar to what her dad did for her several years before. So she decides to open up a savings plan for the little boy. At 45, there is another important step. She purchases a house. This is something important both for her private life and for her financial stability, because a house is both a utility, a place where people can live, but it's also an asset. It has a financial value, so it can be added to her portfolio. At 55, she has enough assets with her savings plan that now are mature, they have produced a return of investment, that she can think of retiring. She can actually consider an early retirement when she's only 55. However, Lucy is an entrepreneur. She's a person who wants to work. She doesn't want to retire. So she decides to keep on working. So she's going to have a salary still coming from her active performance. So she decides to change the insured of one of her savings plan. Basically, one of her savings plan had a change of insured option. Initially, of course, she opened up the plan putting herself as an insured. So the plan was calculating the value, the dividends, according to the age of Lucy. But now she decides to use the change of insured option so that the new insured is going to be switched to her son, Freddie. This important advantage consists in the fact that now the plan start to calculate the dividends on the age of Freddie. So the plan has a longer time horizon to accumulate cash value. So basically it's going to produce more money, said in simple words. And Freddie could be the person who tap into the savings plan in the future. So I think it's very interesting what she did. She not only create a very strong career for herself, not only create a quite solid situation in terms of personal finances, but she's also building a sort of legacy with the second generation, with Freddie, because one of her savings plan is now going to him so that he will be enabled to start his future career with the right foot. She already will have some value, some cash value that he can use, for example, for his studies or to launch his own startup if he will have the same mindset of the mother. So it's very interesting how career and personal finances get together, run together, and they also create benefits, not only for the person who created this kind of very solid situation, but also for the second generation. So I think that the story of Lucy is very, very interesting for these reasons. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope you found it interesting and insightful. If you want to know more about financial planning or personal finance tips, or if you want to book a meeting in order to speak about your specific financial situation, just send me a direct message on my LinkedIn box. Talk soon. Bye-bye.